Hi, and welcome to a mini episode of That's Not How I Do It. And today we are going to talk about what we would do if we got sniped.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
Would you do it in a jacket?
Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like.
Do you guys ever find yourself walking down the street just like imagining getting shot from a sniper? I think about that constantly.
Not something I worry about a lot, but you think about it constantly?
Constantly. No, but it strikes that right amount of like fear and like in this horribleness of like what a terrible way to die that I think people think about it every once in a while.
Being sniped?
Yes.
Yeah, like slowly being sniped. Like they don't just like do headshot right away. They're just like,
put one in your shoulder.
Yeah, one in your knee.
Oh man,
yeah.
That would be awful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so they leave you alive. That way, your friends come to get you and they shoot your friends.
Also in the knee. Yeah. Everybody's just shot in the knee, and they're like, why did I come help
right,
you?
Because if you're being slowly sniped, the first person you call is your friends.
I'll be like. They'd be like, hey, Sam, get over here. I just got sniped.
I'm busy. I would totally come save you if you're getting sniped. I don't know how I would.
No, you. Don't.
I would try.
That's like the last thing you want to do. That's like the guys that fall into a river and then their friends jump in to save them and then they die and then their friend jumps in to save them and then they die.
Listen, I wasn't... First of all, I have another story I want to tell you in a second, but I wasn't saying that I was going to like run out into like to get sniped, but I'd like throw him a rope or something.
Yeah, throw me a rope at least. Yeah.
I mean, I would only throw you a rope if it was anchored to something that wasn't me.
Damn. I'm not called Jared if I get sniped.
Cold, man.
Yeah, it's not about being cold. It's about not like if you were being sniped, you wouldn't want to bring me into harm. Like, you'd feel bad.
That's not how I do it.
I wouldn't want to bring you into harm, but I trust your intellect enough to find another way to help me besides putting yourself in harm's way. Like, you could call the cops or something.
Yeah,
or like,
right.
I don't know. Throw me a rope.
That's all we're asking for is just a little bit of rope.
Just, like, help me out.
You know? Yeah. But what if you pull on the rope and I'm holding it, and then you pull me out into the open, then I get sniped?
What do you think that me, like, with several bullets in my body, I'm too weak to crawl away, I'm going to pull you into the line of fire?
Pretty much, like, at that point, you're going to have to pull me.
Yeah,
I see.
Like, that's the idea, is that you're going to be, like, dragging my weak body out of the line of fire.
Yeah.
I see. That sounds awful for you, too. But I guess...
It is awful, but...
Just trying to survive.
Yeah.
You know?
Really. Like, this is a tight spot.
Yeah. Have I been sniped in the arm and in the knee?
Yeah. The story I was going to tell you guys...
And also, you guys should work on your lasso skills, because that'll probably be necessary.
That's got to come in handy one day.
Yeah. Now, you know what?
Like,
you know what it would be
like? That's a
skill
everyone should have.
It's really... Have you guys seen the new Bourne movie?
No.
Okay, well, there's a... Do you mind if I spoil it?
No. It depends what you're going to spoil. You're going to spoil.
I mean, you're spoiling
ending.
It on an entire podcast, so it's more than just.
Okay, I won't say.
Yeah, why don't you like ask our listeners?
Sorry, there's just a very there's a very relevant sniping section where one person is being slow sniped to draw somebody else out into the open,
uh-huh.
And the person who's being slow sniped decides it's in the best interest to sacrifice themselves essentially. So they act. Like, so they start moving more to draw the more slow sniping, and then they die. So the other person doesn't come out to help them.
Uh-huh.
So I would be the person... I would be the person that didn't come out to help. And then whoever's out in the street... You know, whoever is being slow sniped should do the right thing and sacrifice themselves completely.
What is your problem? You're saying, like, if I've been shot, like, several times, I'm the dick if I call for help?
I mean, it,
Wow. Yeah.
Well, me and Sam have a sniping pact.
Yeah.
Jared, you're cut out of this deal.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even going to seek vengeance for you.
All right, but you have a story, Sam?
Oh, it's really depressing, actually. But I'll just tell in brief, and we can cut this out of the podcast. It was this... I read about this in the newspaper some years ago that, like, somebody had... I think it was the father of this family. There was, like, a downed power line in their backyard.
Oh, I remember this.
And he, like, went to, like, move it and got electrocuted and died. And then, like, his wife came out and, like, saw him lying there and, like, tried to move him. And he was still... had the electrical current running through his body, so when she touched him, she got electrocuted and died. And then, like, it was either the daughter or the son, I think it was the son, like, went out, saw his parents, touched them, got electrocuted and died. And then, like, all that was left, like, was this, like, little girl who had just, like, seen, like, three members of her family die really stupidly.
That's, like, one of the worst things that could ever happen to anybody.
It's just, like, tragic and pointless and absurd. Like, the whole thing is just, like, it really stuck with me.
But you don't understand my position on sniping?
I don't, because, so here's the difference, is that you're making it sound like the victim is doing something selfish, which I don't see it that way. And it's like, you as the person coming to help should have enough, like, wherewithal to not get yourself killed, but to, like, find another way to help. Like, I don't think it's, like, morally right to, like... Like, you're not expected to, you know, get yourself killed trying to save me, but, like, you should do something.
Okay, that's fair.
But what you're saying... It seems like what you're saying is that it's, like, if you're the one who's shot, like, you're, like, required to, like, sacrifice yourself... so that somebody else, like, doesn't have to bother. It's like, like, you know, like, yeah. That, like, you would feel, like, because I'm still alive, I've got three bullets in me, like, I should get myself killed, because otherwise you would have to, like, feel bad about not helping me. And that's kind of like, fuck you, you know?
It's classic victim blaming.
It is. That's absolutely what's going on here.
Yeah. I feel like if... Sam, if you are being sniped, what I would do is I would, like, try and scout out where the sniper is.
Yeah.
Take him out.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what it would be like, actually? This would be like.
And I would use Sam as sort of like bait, yeah. Because he's already bait.
Right. No, this would be like the end of Enemy at the Gates, where Joseph Fiend finds, or whatever his name is, the